time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media following the Ravens' playoff win over Pittsburgh on Saturday night.
All right, appreciate everybody being here and appreciate the opportunity to just be a part of something like this. You know, it's something we're grateful for, and I think you guys have earned a chance to play in a big game like this against our arch rival and to play the way they did. Just so proud of them, so proud of what they did. I think they came out and they understood how to win a football game like this. They knew how to win it. It's one thing to know it. It's another thing to execute it and do it, and they did it, and I'm proud of those guys for that. What questions you have?
John, I know you're an old-school coach deep down. How would you kind of relish winning a game kind of like this with on the ground the way you did?
Yeah, my dad's proud. Jack Harbaugh's proud right now, you know. He likes to pound the rock, and that's what we did. I mean, Derrick Henry was running hard, physical. Lamar started it off. I mean, Lamar carried the ball different times in the first drive or two. I mean, to get backed up to, you talk about good, T-shirt good, you know, and talk about having faith. You know, the little punt gets bobbled, whatever, they get the ball. We get the ball at the five-yard line, and we go 95 yards for a touchdown. Good. You know, whatever adversity you're faced with, find a way to overcome it. And did it with execution. They did it with physicality. They did it by playing one play at a time, by being poised. And just understanding it's going to be a long game. There's going to be a lot of plays, you know, and let's try to put as many good plays together as we could. I think it's kind of kept it that simple. So, yeah, the running game makes it possible.
I know you have an appreciation for what Lamar does as much as anyone. You see more of him than anyone. But does he teach you anything new about himself with a game like this? Like you said, starting open with a bunch of physical runs and then just doing what he did without his Zay Flowers.
Yeah. You know, the thing about Lamar, I guess, the thing that I continue to be amazed with is just who he is as a person. You know, I mean, the plays he makes and how tough he is. I mean, just you can't get over about how tough he is, how physically tough he is, how mentally tough he is. You know, he's in there running the ball. He's getting hit and he's taking shots and he gets back up and then he steps up and makes a play, runs around and throws a touchdown pass. I mean, that play at the end of the half, we call it trigger. That's basically you hit it or you dirt it or you throw it out of the back of the end zone, you know, and he runs around and finds a touchdown pass. And I think in his head, he knows what 11 seconds is. The clock was going a little faster for me in my mind, you know. I'm like, he threw that thing away. You know, and he threw it. It was a touchdown. You know, it's like, well, all you can say is wow. I think I said wow about seven times right there. So, you know, glory. Glory to God for that one.
Hey, John, you have early in the game, you got a play where Henry takes a direct snap, fakes the sweep to Jackson, and he takes off on a huge game. Has that play been in the book all year? Did you put it in this week? And what would you say broadly about Todd Monken's game tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like Todd did a great job. He called the game really well. He was patient, but he also had some. We had a few play actions dialed up and things like that. We had some things we didn't get to too, you know, because we were running the ball so well. But that was a play we put in this week. It's a play that went in, you know, it's a little bit off the Tennessee play that they ran against us last year. You remember in London, so it was kind of off of that play. It was kind of the idea of it. We just set it up a little bit differently. But I think the whole offensive staff is doing a great job. Travis Schweitzer coordinates the run game. George Warhop, George Godsey, Willie Taggart does a great job with that. I mean, G. Lou's got those guys blocking out there in the perimeter. It's just a team effort.
Over your first 32 plays, you guys had 24 rushing attempts. Was that the plan, or was that something that unfolded throughout the first half?
Yeah, I can sit up here and tell you that 24 out of 32 was the plan. You know, there's a lot of people out there real happy about that, though, right now. And when you can do that, you want to do it, you know, and that's pretty awesome. That's kind of me. You know, Todd, the one thing about Todd I appreciate, and it's really all of our coaches, I think those guys are a great unit together, but whatever it takes, you know, we don't have to do it one certain kind of way. We don't have a particular, you know, back system that we're not like the West Coast system or something like that. We're just the Ravens system. You know, what's the best offense that we can put together for our players, you know, at this time, and they do a great job of that.
Running the football, stopping the run this time of year.
Oh yeah, I mean absolutely, Jerry. I mean that's a big part of the formula. It's football. It's like Jamison's talking about. That's Jack Harbaugh, man. It goes back, that's as old as football, and it's kind of the Ravens way too. I think if you look back and look at Baltimore, you know, since 2000, they were throwing the ball out the first 3 years, but every year after that, it's been run, defense, special teams. But Lamar's added a little flavor to that whole thing, hasn't he? You know, and we're throwing the ball well too. So,
John, did you feel this was a signature game for your offensive line as well? I mean, we know the talent on the other side of the ball.
I think so. I mean, that's a really good football team. That's a very physical defense. That's a tough defensive line. Their linebackers are downhill. I mean, we know Patrick. Roberts is a great player. Their guys on the edge are just a nightmare to deal with. They were crashing the ends off the edge. It was very physical. You know, we were able to control the edges for the run game as much as anything. And how about our tackles in the pass game? It wasn't like we were chipping all the time when we were passing. I thought our tackles did a great job. You know, their offense came in the second half. You know, they made some plays now. They hit us on 3 third downs that, you know, they found the weakness in the coverage, and we didn't play it quite perfectly. We got to chase perfection and play those things a little better, but they made those plays. And then, I mean, those throws up the sideline, they were just great throws and great catches. You know, those were well-covered plays, and they made them. It's a really good football team, and it's a really good win for us.
John, Mark talked about, earlier in the week, talked about how you sometimes was too hyped or too antsy in these games, in these playoff games. What have you seen from him that's been different in that regard? Because, he looked very much, obviously, in control again tonight.
Yeah, I feel like he's kind of been that way all year, but he is very much in control. It's probably a great way to say it. He's got a great handle on the game plan, but I think when the play starts, he's seeing things. You know, he's got a good grasp of the coverage. He sees the coverage. I think he keeps it kind of simple in terms of what he's looking for. You know, he studies a lot of tape, and he's just seeing the field really well.
John, you made mention of Pittsburgh making the plays they did. When they had that 98-yard touchdown drive, how impressed were you with the offense? I think Lamar was even sacked on that first down play, but you score a touchdown in 4 plays. I mean, that had to be demoralizing for them trying to get back.
Yeah, you talking about the 2-minute drive?
No. In the third quarter, when they went 98 yards, and then you guys scored a touchdown on 4 plays.
The answer. I didn't expect it. I mean, I didn't expect. You know, you're kind of trying to figure out. You're doing a little math in your head, and what do we need to do? And then our offense just marches right down the field, and Lamar drives it, and the guys made plays. I mean, how about Tylan Wallace made a play? You know, to convert. We were second and 20. You know, and Lamar finds him. He sees the field like Brian's talking about, and Tylan gets open and makes a play, and Lamar dots him right there, and he gets upfield. Just guys are making plays. Bate had a few huge plays. Mark had some big plays. Isaiah Likely early in the game, you know, where he swung the ball like that. I was screaming, put it away, you know. Guys got more yards, got out of bounds. I mean, just everybody's kind of stepping up. It's a real team effort.
John, we saw that there were captain patches on the Ravens jersey. I believe that's the first time you've done that in team history. What went into that decision, and for the 6 specific guys that you picked for that, what went into
it? Right. Well, for the guys we picked, it was a team vote, and then we also have two. We had 2 game captains, which was Tyler and Kyle, this week. And the idea was, these guys. I think our leadership has been really. It's not that it's been great every year, but this year the leadership has been really outstanding. It's been really something. I think they've been locked in a real kind of special way, and it was just an opportunity to acknowledge that. Probably, I kind of wanted to put the patch on Lamar for sure, and Roquan and some other guys, you know, Mark, guys you got. But they all got the votes, and we decided to go ahead and do it, and I think it's well-deserved.
John, if the Broncos beat the Bills, you have a home game here next week. Do you get involved in that, or do you just let
it go? Oh, you mean root for them? You know, I can always root for a home game. And I think it bears noting that our fans tonight were unbelievable. And our stadium was incredible. I mean, it was a fun stadium. I got to tell you, I took a moment a couple times to kind of look around and see what was going on. I mean, the lights come out. You notice that, right? When they put the lights out, and Ray Lewis comes out of the end zone and does the dance. I mean, I heard the song. I'm like, it kind of sounds familiar, you know? And here comes Ray out of the tunnel. And I just think our fans were just really right on point. It was loud out there. It was hard for them to communicate. When they started chanting MVP while we were trying to close the game out, you know? But then once we closed the game out, they got it going again. It was our fans were phenomenal. So if that happens and they get an opportunity to do it again, that'd be great. If not, we'll go to Buffalo and we'll be ready to play.
All right, thanks, Coach.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.